Many people have ideas for small businesses, but not many of them quit their day jobs to try something unique, especially when it's something they know little about. But that's exactly what the Pollock family of Casper did in starting Backwoods Distilling Company.
My son's an absinthe drinker, and absinthe is hard to come by, and he and she were talking and said,
"Why don't we just make some?" And then we looked at each
other.
Yeah, we all did. We stopped and went,
That family conversation, as described by Bill, Kathy, and Amber Pollock, led to the three of them and son Chad to build and start the Backwoods Distilling Company, where they plan on developing their own brand of vodka, rum, moonshine, and more. Chad Pollock is the chief mixer and is in charge of making the spirits.
This is a vodka that we're working on, so it's 100% wheat. We're using a red wheat in our vodka.
And Chad is standing near a massive copper and steel distillery in a structure that the family built in Mills. The family has invested its own money into the operation, and the four of them are the only employees. Amber and Kathy were teachers, Bill was a part owner of another business, and Chad was in school. Mother Kathy says dropping everything to do this together might sound crazy, but there was some thinking behind it. Part of it was to help her two children.
We were kind of looking for something that we could do as a family business. I started thinking that maybe, you know, the future's a little shaky, and so we wanted to do something that maybe they would have more control of their future. So we were kind of looking and trying to come up with an idea that we thought we'd all be happy with.
After the earlier conversation between Kathy and Chad and the knowledge of the success others had with craft beer, they decided to make their own alcohol.
Now, whether it's a good idea, I don't know, but so far it's been fun.
As the chief distiller, Chad Pollock has traveled the country to get a feel for the business and to learn the trade, and he thinks the family is on the cusp of something great.
When we started this, there was only about 200 distilleries in the United States, and that was up by like double from the year before, and now there's almost 400 within just a little bit of time, so it's exploding.
He believes it'll be like the craft beer industry, although he anticipates it'll be challenging getting Wyoming people as excited about spirits as they are beer. That's where Sister Amber comes in. She has plans for an extensive marketing campaign, which includes opening up their distillery to the public.
Tastings, we'll have tours, we'll have an area downstairs where people can come and order drinks, try our stuff out.
The family has been at this for almost 2 years. Father Bill says they are anxious to finally hit on the right recipe and finally make some money. But they're being deliberate. They all know that other non-beer ventures in the state have been met with mixed reviews. He doesn't want that happening to them. That's why they will use independent testers and other distillers to check their quality.
We have done some testing, and we have unfortunately dumped some things down the drain that could have been dollar bills, but I think it's probably the smartest thing that we will have done, because when we get that product out, it's going to be worth having out there.
Chief Distiller Chad knows the rest of the family is counting on him to deliver.
You know, there is a lot of pressure. I feel pretty confident. I've learned a lot, and what I've made so far I think is promising. I've got some work to still do, but a lot of it's just growing pains into this new equipment.
The entire family says this will be a success if they can at least provide an excellent product to Casper and be able to give back to the community. But Amber also says it will be a success if they are not all broke and her parents are not living with her in a basement. The family wants to get their first batch to liquor stores this fall. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.